kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Aabot na sa mahigit 400,000 ang mga Pilipino sa Australia. Pero alam mo ba kung saan ang lugar na pinakamaraming Pinoy sa inyong estado o teritoryo? Sa South Australia, ang suburb ng Parafield Gardens ang may pangunahing bilang ng mga Pinoy kung saan aabot ang mga nakatira dito sa bilang na 420. Ayon sa datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics noong 2021, may 18,467 ang mga taong naninirahan sa Parafield Gardens na binubuo ng 4,932 families. Base sa kanilang mga numero, nangunguna ang mga Australian sa bilang ng mga nakatira sa suburb na ito na sinundan ng Indian, Vietnamese, English, Afghan at pang-anim ang mga Pilipino. Ang mga pangunahing trabaho ng mga nakatira sa Parafield Gardens ay laborer, service worker, technician at trade workers. Nakapanayam natin ang isang Pinay na nakatira sa suburb na ito na si Michelle Gonzalez Kenny, isang wedding photographer at ina sa kanyang isang anak.
So I arrived in Australia 2014. It will be my 10th year this year, and I came here through my partner. He's half Filipino, half Australian. We settled here, and then he's been moving. He used to be in ex-military in defense, and yeah, we chose a suburb to or a state to settle down, and he chose Adelaide.
Bakit ba napili ni na Michelle manirahan sa Parafield Gardens? Kailan sila lumipat dito?
It was back in 2017, actually, and we built a house in Parafield Gardens. Kasi I've never been to other states eh. Talagang I'm straight away nasa South Australia na ako. And there wasn't any other state I could compare it with. And not until we visited Sydney and, you know, Melbourne, other states on a tourist mode. But with my observation, I think South Australia is really, as they say, it's very laid back. But in a way, as we built our family, I really could say that it's very family friendly and it's very livable. A Parafield Gardens, it's amazing kasi back in 2017, we were attracted to this place kasi most of my friends come from this place nung wala pa masyadong kilala. Back when I would always ask where you come from, tapos sabi na Parafield Gardens, gano'n. And dati hindi pa siya ganun ka-populated. It's not even populated now. What I mean is hindi pa ganun ka-taas yung influx ng mga tao or ng mga Filipinos here. But recently, more and more, ako na-observe na dito they choose to live here. And I'm not surprised because it's close to everything you could think of. It's very close to schools, mga Asian shops, and it I could almost say na para siyang little barangay. It was a very tricky decision kasi so Parafield Gardens is like 25 minutes away to from CBD kasi I work in the city as a photographer. So I said to myself, I cannot go further from that. Tapos, there are suburbs like closer, but at that time, we also looked at the life that we want to create for our family. And to me, it didn't matter, you know, whether I was 30 or 25 minutes or 15 minutes away. What mattered was, are there, you know, the accessibility of parks, schools, day-to-day life? How does the weekend look like for us?
Ano-ano ang mga paboritong pasyalan ni Michelle sa suburb na ito? May mga pagbabago ba sa mga nagdaang taon?
Malapit kasi siya sa iba ding mga suburbs. So, we're very close to Mawson Lake, which offers a great variety of coffee. But within Paris's Gardens itself, yung mga local parks niya, yun talaga, I think, yun yung best things about it. Pero I could say na whenever I am, say, in the Foodland, Parafel Gardens in Martins Road, talagang makakita ka ng mga kapwa mo Pilipino. And yeah, I think I could only say na it feels good to bump with another Filipino. It doesn't feel like you are, you know, you are abroad. It just really feels like a little barangay to me that I think I can always refer it back.
Bakit kaya dumarami ang mga Pinoy sa suburb na ito? Paano ba nakakakonekta si Michelle sa Filipino community dito?
Napapansin ko na they keep choosing Paris's Gardens kasi yung distance niya sa city is just 30 minutes. Yung access niya sa mga, you know, sa mga facilities, malapit siya sa sports, recreational centers, aquatic center, and yung numbers of Asian shops sa paligid namin, I think, nasa lima. Napaka-friendly niya as a suburb. It's very culturally diverse. You really feel safe around the neighborhood. And I think yun yung mga factors that they really count. What I feel like frequently happening are maraming mga events organized by Filipino in their own small groups. Kasi we have, you know, facilities available for use, and I think that's the great thing about it. And it's so easy to organize or to mobilize any activity, workshops, community groups, because it's easy to pull people. Kasi alam mo naman dito sa Australia, para ang hirap, ang dali-dali sanang mag-organize, but it's hard to get people out of their schedule, you know, of their job. Pero because malapit lang kami sa isa't isa here, it's easier than not to organize something and get together. And I think that touch and that connection makes it, you know, makes for a really strong community. And more na yung mga people who are in, you know, on the decision state of their life would ask communities, hey, what would be a great suburb to live in, or ganun. So yeah, so parang ganun yung decision. I think it still all falls down to the connections that we make.
Sa likod ng magagandang aspeto ng Parafield Gardens, may mga hamon ba na kinakaharap ang mga Pinoy sa lugar na ito, at ano ang inaasahan ni Michelle sa hinaharap?
Sa totoo lang, we don't have much access to great coffee shop in a way that truly promotes, like, say, single origin coffee from the Philippines. Because it's really, you know, culturally diverse, and much of our neighbors are as well from the Southeast Asia. Yung mga products nila, talagang we also share those, so we are always in competition with them in a good way naman, because we share the same vegetables, let's say, but with the challenge of how do we also promote our own in the level of, say, to be as good at or at par with the Vietnamese, let's say, the challenge is still so high out there, because we remain to be the consumer of theirs. Parang ganon. What I would look forward to is, because we now know that, you know, Parafel Gardens have really great number of Filipinos, we are the highest in our state, it would be really great to start a community garden of Filipinos, you know, kung, like, in my garden, I have lots of kalbas ng kamote, like, and I share it with the neighborhood, and I would always say to my friends, hey, drop by my house, get some malunggay or that. And I think that would be a great thing to promote or to foster around us Filipinos, because yun pa yung challenge na hindi pa natin na access or na tatop or na foster. There's a lot of hope in it, and there's a lot of possibilities to be on the front line of doing something for the Filipino culture and heritage.
At bilang first-time mom, naging madali pa rin ba ang manirahan sa suburb na Parafield Gardens?
Totoo yan, hindi mo din talaga ma-explore or may experience yung decision na ginawa nyo not until you grow your own family, kasi talagang dun mo. I've never visited any park until nagkaroon ako ng toddler. So, na-confirm naman, I think mas naging happy ako sa decision namin na dito kami nakatera, kasi just across the block we have a park, and there's a lot of activities around. 2 minutes away is just the aquatic center where my son Jacob takes his swimming school. And then it's almost like I don't need to live the Parafield Gardens for the things we need to do.
Ikaw, saan ka nakatira sa Australia? At bakit mo pinili ang lugar na ito? Makisali sa talakayan sa ating Facebook page sa SBS Filipino, at para sa dagdag na impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino. Martin Duanyo, SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.